unbeaten run over against a good side, but are you disappointed to lose it at home?
Yeah, I thought first half it seemed to me that we'd edged it. It's hard to dissect the game, to be honest, but we came out second half, we were very, very good. Went 2-1 up. Had a couple of really, really good chances to take the game away from them. We didn't accept them chances. In this league, if you don't take them chances, then you get punished.
You must have been... it was another penalty that put us behind. I was at the other end, was it? Any arguments on that one? Walshaw got brought down as he did in the first game of the season.
Yeah. Look,
he knows how to win one.
He knows how to win one. He gets in that box. Cleveland says, fair play, didn't touch him. But, I've warned the boys before, he's had 7 penalties now. The refs are giving it. We shouldn't have allowed... It was the approach play leading up to the ball getting in the box that I'd got an issue with. Refs give it, don't they?
But we responded well and almost straight away. And like the first game of the season, that went through one-on-one but didn't score. But this time he went through with conviction and drew us level. And then, like you say, we really were on top from them, weren't we?
Yeah, I thought, other than the last probably 20, 25 minutes, it was a fair performance from us. But, moments change games. That one where, Nat goes through one-on-one. The keeper's gone the other way, but it's hit his foot. Then we've had a couple of others. And then we've made one, we've made a bad error. We know that. It's a really, really soft second goal to bring him back in it. They changed the shape, gone 4-4-2 to have a go from 4-5-1 or 4-3-3. And I think, unusually for us, we normally at least manage a draw from that situation, even though it's a bad goal to concede, which, is, to be fair, we haven't conceded many these last few weeks. But we didn't manage the game properly, and I thought the last 20, they was on top.
You've mentioned that they were 4-5-1. They may play like that all the time, but is that a sign of where we're at, that teams are coming and packing the midfield against us at the minute? Is it a compliment?
Yeah, because they didn't play that way at home, and we spotted it straight away that Walshaw was up there, the wingers were trying to join in with him. But I just felt that we was very comfortable in the game, and I said that to the boys at half time. It's hard to criticise the boys, really, other than missed chances, bad mistake. They were better last 20, 25, other than that. It's not a bad performance from us at all. And I thought, it's got to be a good advert for Premier League football, because it must have been a great game to watch for the neutrals. But for us, it's disappointing. But, we've got 48 hours to sort it. And like I just said to him there, we can't sit here and mope tonight or tomorrow, because Starbridge have won today, so we've got another tough one on Monday.
Going into that game, obviously, away at Starbridge, they're up there in and around us, and we'll be hoping to ideally win it or go up in the playoffs. So it's a game with maybe a little less pressure to go and attack.
I just feel every game we treat it the same. We don't go for draws. We try and win every game. I've said it before, Luke, if you draw 46 games in this league, you could be relegated. So we go out to try and win every game. We'll sit and have 24 hours now, me and Mark, to have a think about what we're going to be doing on Monday. But it's going to be nothing drastic, because these boys, they're not doing a lot wrong at the minute. And what's that, 1 defeat in 10?
Yeah.
We really took that 10 games ago, and we have to get things into perspective at the end of the day. Maybe if one or two things went for us today, we'd have won. But I'm taking note away from Farsley. They're a good side, and I think they deserved at least a point, 3 points. It could have gone either way.
And you did mention only 1 defeat in 9 or 10, but does that give us a real platform? At the end of the day, we're trying to stay in this league to really kick on and get ourselves safe early, if anything.
We ain't got to get ahead of ourselves. 23 points at this stage is magnificent. If we do the same again in the next, 13, 14 games, then we're safe with probably 20 games to go, which is an incredible achievement for a club our size. So we don't want to get carried away, but also as a group, we feel we're better than fighting relegation this season. We feel that we're amongst a group of good teams. If you looked at us before today, I think we're 3 points ahead of Barwell, who are in ninth. It's that tight. And Yeah, I just feel we've got to continue what we're doing, and that's why there's been no problems in the dressing room after. We've just got to go again and try and get another run going. We've done it once, we can do it again.